18. U.S. Representative voted for Attorney General Willie Barr in front of Congress for not seeing an unredacted version of Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller's report on Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. AP said he had deals.
The vote is part of the legal battle over access to the Robert Mueller Russia report.
25 and Steenos.
Ahead of the vote, Trump's executive privilege over and reserve right contacts. Commander Jerry Nadler has been attacked the executive action power from Congress and the American.
We've talked a long time about the institutional crisis and now.
And we're on a commitment. There is no constitutional crisis.
It's simply another interest to blame the general and lower him as the public.
Republican KDC cannot be the things the Mueller report. Ed Don, Washington.
The Senate Intelligence Committee has subpoenaed President Trump Jr., Donald Trump Jr., calling him in to and questioned about his 2017 committee actions and to Trump's son. As for Michael Cohen, the committee infuriated that briefed Trump Jr. approximately 10 times and applied to Trump or in Moscow. Turned to the judiciary in 2017 is only peripherally away the proposal. Senate Intelligence Committee has been investigating election interference in Trump's Russia for the last 2 years. President Trump imposed new sanctions on Iran Wednesday, hours after the Iranian president said he's pulling out of parts of the six-nation nuclear deal. Mr. Trump said in an executive order that there will be new sanctions on Iranian metal exports, steel, aluminum, copper, and iron, major sources of revenue for Iran. This is the way news. The lawyer for Chinese tech giant Huawei's CFO, Meng Wanzhou, says he will ask a Canadian court to stop against her as comments from U.S. President Trump. Meng is under house arrest in Canada, awaiting possible extradition to the United States, where she wanted on charges of fraud. Her lawyers got offended at an event in Vancouver that comments by Trump would intervene in Meng's case if it would help in U.S.-China trade negotiation show. The case against her may be politically motivated. Andrew Howe, president of Media Affairs with Huawei Canada.
From beginning, Huawei has expressed extreme comments in this instance. They maintained that her U.S.-ordered arrest was unlawful, abuse of process, and by political considerations and tax. Not the rule of law.
Canadian man, a U.S. warrant in December to violate U.S. sanctions against Iran and fraudulent backbiting her activities through a Huawei subsidiary. Iran arrested two Canadians in December for alleged buying and errant retaliation for arrest. A Canadian citizen sentenced to 15 years in prison charges in China now faces the death penalty. Chinese Vice Premier Liu He arrives in Washington this week for trade talks as the United States prepares to re-arrow Chinese goods in the middle of his visit. Note published Wednesday from the U.S. Representative's office that the U.S. will impose tariffs 10% to 25% on $200 billion worth of Chinese import Friday. Last Wednesday, at a rally in Florida, Mr. Trump said that China had broken the deal and would face tariffs. The president said that they broke the deal and can't do that, so they'll be paying.
President Xi is a friend of mine. Wake up, but he's China. I'm for the USA. I'm for the USA. So, we're going to see. They come in tomorrow, and whatever happens, don't worry about it. It'll work out. You know why? It'll work out.
The Chinese Commerce Ministry reacted to the announced tariff increase to necessary countermeasures if tax is in fact implemented. Google said on Thursday an anti-fake news law passed Singapore's parliament could stunt innovation quality that the city wants to nurture and plans to stand its second. Singapore's parliament said that prevention of online falsehood and manipulation law criticized by rights groups journalists and telling the fears it could use clamp freedom on the only news.
I want to believe that a man has been stolen and given to combat president that we are in tribunal to retrieve the mandate.
Kola Olubodinya is the spokesman for the Opposition People's Democratic Party. Vote count is underway in Wednesday's South Africa election. The president issued executive order barring officials from on national policy issues of opposition. Eagle breaks out to the to the peace without the Cameroonian citizens and some of their government forces.
Present our evidence for the tribunal. Like I said, said earlier, we have overwhelming evidence against the operators' complaints, Mr. President's party and Mr. President himself.
Before I let you go, Kola, the APC is claiming, or the president's campaign was claiming that the PP had illegal access to INEC technology.
Well, it's strange that APC, the president's party, is not contending with figures that the PDP has presented before the tribunal. Rather, it is claiming that the source of the evidence is not known. But it's not disputing the evidence. But like I said, we leave that for the tribunal.
Kola, thank you very much. We are happy to speak with you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Kola Lungbo is the National Publicity Secretary of the Opposition People's Party of Nigeria, speaking with Abuja Vote Counties. He is South Africa General. The vote is the first for the ruling National Congress ANC, 25 years come to power at the end of a party. While many voters said the conflict about their choice, many others said they have the chance to participate in Africa's most mature democracy. Viewers Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
Citizens across the Rainbow Nation are in thronged schools, community centers, church halls, and tents to cast their votes in the nation's sixth parliamentary poll since the beginning of democracy. Here are the top parties, the Ruling African Congress, the Opposite Democratic Alliance, and the Upstart Economic Freedom Fighters, cast their votes Wednesday morning. With ANC leader and president Cyril Ramaphosa saying the main issues he hoped to tackle if re-elected were the nation's flagging economy and high employment. Talking to the press after casting his vote, so he compared this year's poll to the nation's first democratic election, in which the nation elected Nelson Mandela as its first black man.
This is a bold and mind as of 1994. But 1994, our people were just as excited as them, because they were having a new period, a new future for our country. Today, this is what I am speaking.
For the sixth time, rulings suspected in any power, corruption, and the social economy tainted the age and led some to defect opposite parties. In South Africa, young girls, 5-year-old and a student women, said they struggled.
Because of the party that I was my to exercise my right today.
Many older, like long-time support, you have, but the choice is simple.
It's not that we wouldn't struggle with the day to the right thing.
South African journalist Timo Tlamu, early Wednesday in Johannesburg, says the government has a big chance.
The main problem South Africa has to deal with this thing that we call corruption within our structure. If we can deal with that and we're able to make sure that the money that the fiscus has is distributed equitably within society, prove the law, to make sure that those who are responsible for corruption
Sunim is a spokesman of the self-claimed Ambonian Separatist Movement of Cameroon. He says the allegations of AMBA fighters' defect are all Cameroon government propaganda.
There is no known Ambazonia restoration force that has surrendered to the French Republic of Cameroon. Absolutely not. What we hear or read out there from French Cameroon sources is propaganda meant to coerce our restoration forces to lay down their arms to the so-called Amen Commission.
So we think this video and this Yann Kawa, who is to be one of your separatist fighters, what do you think is from now?
By the way, we are not separatists. We are restorationists. We are nationalist makers who are looking at our own country. As for Yannick, Yannick is a Cameroon soldier who goes around masquerading as he has been as a restoration fighter, trying to persuade other fighters to lay down their arms. He is not succeeding. That is what the French Cameroon dictatorship is trying to do. Let me add one more thing. Let me send a message to French Cameroon. Amazonian restoration forces will not lay down their arms until French Cameroon troops are out of our territory and until our leaders are released from the dungeons in Yaounde. That is the only circumstance under which we will lay down our troops. And also, we are fighting the fight of our life for our own country. And nothing will persuade us at our voice to lay down surrendered arms.
There's a tweet on Tuesday on social media attributed to the president. The quote is that the president bears forgive and forget tweet, which was interpreted by some as the president extending an olive branch to his opponents, like you, to forgive and forget.
Problem and yourself in your government are all hypocrites. If they are serious about forgetting and forgiving, why shouldn't you start by releasing our leaders who are in captivity? They can't decide by releasing everybody, including Captain Morris, who are in his captivity. So if Mr. Beer is serious about forgiving and forgetting, he should start by pulling again away the truth from our country. And think about it. The international community has been asking for peace and unconditional recognition. Tell us the nation's forgiveness. And so I do not take any of this out of them seriously and hypocrites. When we want to be all for the people from using the web capital and the phone. This is for this night by asking us using title. So that's it. We want sources for once to know.
Thank you very much. And I have the of Ambassador of Cameroon is from the U.S. Houston, in Texas. Lion President, we are sued an executive order barred by Mr. Davis from coming out of the Venezuela first appropriate authorities. This after the accused is suspended by Mr. Yu Fang during a comment on his private Facebook page about the doomed anti-government protest. Rod Nissen, a publisher and editor of Life from Africa's paper.
Well, as you know, since the government came to office in January 2018, there have been a lot of managers sending government message. And I think there was criticism about that. In fact, the government now realizes that these multiple messages were being flipped to the wrong way to the public, especially in the wake of the recent session of the Minister of Information, Yu Jie Fango, who was suspended because he used sensitive language on social media regarding the world unrest country. And on President Mwende issued an executive order, which means that the Minister of Information, Culture and Tourism, which was created by the Act of 1965, now resumes control of public government disseminating message. For the
exact
order, there will be great consequences
of the members of the executive branch performing about that. This out of suspension of the Minister Yu Fang, let's do his social media, the essential information is only this fast. This is workable for the government.
Well, the problem is that if you call Minister on the program,
he's saying that this is coming to an end where they are saying, I will say, David Branch to with the multiple it has to deal. You have the protest that's been, you have suspension of the dead minister. We think that they don't will be able to call their messages.
That's what the government is saying. As you know, the upcoming joint test in Maria is alarming them. And because of that, in fact, Mr. Fang also leader to use the American Liberian of the minor test. So now that the executive has complained, we're going to see how the government now to send a message in the president, yes, or just saying that they're trying to get a message for the sooner them. So I think the message is clear. Information goes by fast. It's up to you now as a channel or as a government spokesperson to make sure your message gets out right away. So I think the government has been behind, lagging behind, defending itself on social media. But I'm not sure how much impact this executive will have on them.
Rodney, thank you very much. Always nice to talk with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is John Ritchie from the front page for newspaper. With me from the capital of Rovia, Relog Intercommental Authority on the OCR is urgent to Sudan's vital peace agreement without delay. The new government can be formed by November. The EAD Council has concluded a 2-day meeting in Juba this week. We Serena reports from Juba.
EGAD special envoy to South Sudan, Wise, says the 6-month extension of the pre-transitional period will enable parties complete critical transitional security arrangements and give the Boundaries Commission extra time to work the number of boundary states. Speaking at the start of Council on Issa's meeting yesterday, Wise called EGAD countries to authorize him to meet with groups that did not sign the peace.
Curtail all the non-signatory armed groups to join the implementation of the RRs. Authorize my office to hold one more round of engagement with General Masirino work on determined timeline.
Wise sees the SPLO registered concerns about the constitutional amendment process as proposed by the National Constitutional Amendment Committee and the Joint Monitoring Evaluation Commission and asked the Council of Ministers to look into concerns.
Make a final decision on the status of the SPLMIO Commander-in-Chief and Chairperson Dr. Riak Machateni. Consider and decide on reservations registered by the SPLMIO on the description of the system of governance that there are the transitional and transitional period and on the procedures for the amendment of the transitional constitution and other relevant laws during the pre-transitional period.
Augustine Roge, the interim head of the Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission, which monitors implementation of the deal, says out of 59 tasks that were supposed to be implemented during the pre-transitional period, less than half completed. Roge says the pastmaster regularly addressed the challenges facing the implementation of the pre-transitional activities.
Our focus should now fall squarely on the leadership of the parties to demonstrate clear political will and commitment to make sure that security-related institutions and mechanisms are being delivered.
The parties at a simple canton train a unified forces within the next 6 months. They are also supposed to reach the disarmament, the Immunization and Intervention Commission, and agree on the state and boundaries. For your aims, I am in Israel, in Jordan.
Group that have used to more languages in Africa, the movement known as the African Land, is more on Twitter, African March. One of the project called the AR spoke with other language they have had for and the goals.
To be with interested people who really have language, culture, about space, and to share the idea of their work, the knowledge of the kind of their whole plans in the future. So it's a kind of just cool, something that's basically planned for the kind of trust and talent. I'm still writing to my person.
What
lane
you focused on, sir?
As far as we've about it, math, tweet, and it won't have far. So kind of used to learn for us, we hope to go through the end of December. That might be actually in December, so we're going to try to advance and mark up at UK. So I'm trying to do so in December. Now we're kind of looking for people.
How is it
going to be able to show what's happening looking at communities that are fueled by a person or a collective or a project. They're really using technology to show how languages can be, you know, active online, be put online, and you know, track people to particular language. So I think, yeah, I think we're still kind of experimenting with the platform. Maybe some networks might be able to form, and then maybe some collaborative projects might be able to form. But I think we're not sure where this is going. I think it's an okay thing to do. But I think right now we've seen some positive interactions and people are learning it through the platform.
That's Eddie Avia, Director of Finances and Coordinator of KJ African Lang. He was speaking British Strike from Bolivia. Briefly, before we leave you, a summary of Africa News. Vote is on the way in Wednesday's South Africa general election. The vote is the toughest for the ruling African National Congress ANC, 25 years since coming to power, the end of apartheid. A Nigerian appeal court will hear a petition by the opposition Post Democratic Party B and candidate former Vice President Kabu Baka challenging re-election of President Muhammadu Buhari, set May 15 as to begin hearing the petition. Libyan Prime Minister al-Sarraj says his rival for General Khalifa Haftar is trying to stage a coup to take Libya by force. That's it for this Thursday, May 9th edition of Daybreak Africa. On behalf of the Daybreak Africa crew, producer Nicole Beckford, reporters Peter Clotty and Ricky Shayak, as well as sports editor Samson O'Malley, along with our engineers and in Washington, a very day.
This was day bring into sports. Or I'm sport right here on Voice of America.
The Voice of America Action News and International Mission bring in depth with big stories of the day. Body of world comprehensive and the way we hundreds of reports have news and reviews of the most recent on international news. Monday through Friday, UTC at 2030. See what's available online at voanews.com.